FCC cracks down on robocalls using a new mitigation database by Stephanie Minlott on April 21st in PC Magazine. Phone companies must refuse incoming traffic from services not listed in the robocall mitigation database. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is now tracking voice providers' robocall reduction efforts. As of September 28, 2021, phone companies must refuse incoming traffic from services not listed in the robocall mitigation database. Those companies, typically small firms or non-IP-based providers, were granted an extension to implement the STIR/SHAKEN protocol, which verifies that caller ID information matches the caller's actual phone number. But they must now file detailed reports on their progress toward implementing anti-robocall technology. Protecting consumers from scammers that use robocall and spoofing tools is a top priority, FCC Acting Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said in a statement. To succeed, we not only need an all-hands-on-deck response from the government, but we need industry commitment and focus. Americans received an estimated 46 billion robocalls nationwide in 2020, according to UMail, which suggests each U.S. household suffers an average 350-plus spam calls per year. With that in mind, the telecom industry developed new technology to combat the spammers, the STIR, Secure Telephone Identity Revisited, and SHAKEN, signature-based handling of asserted information using tokens, protocols are meant to curb spoofed phone numbers. The process enables voice providers to sign and verify caller ID information in an attempt to prevent folks from deceiving and defrauding customers. So those weekly calls from mom will continue, but the prankster trying to reach you from the White House would be challenged. The FCC last year voted in favor of adopting the STIR/SHAKEN suite of protocols across the entire industry by June 30, 2021. Our message to providers is clear, Rosenworcel said. Certify under penalty of perjury the steps you are taking to stop illegal robocalls, or we will block your calls.